What's the benefit of having played them before, even if Coleman wasn't in the game?
I mean, just looking at the stuff they did before, you know, how they schemed us before, and you know, going back to that game, you know, it's always a game you got to look at, especially see what you did wrong and, you know, correct it.
An offense like this, is it a matter of stopping them completely, or is it just slowing them down, trying to get them off their game a little bit?
You know, I think both. I think, you know, they have a lot of weapons on offense, and I think, you know, shutting that down and, you know, going from there, I think is the main thing about, you know, this game would be.
Jake, this is your second shot at this now. 2 years, two runs into the playoffs. What's the sense of urgency like with you and your teammates today?
It's huge, you know. Everyone's got to be on top of their game, and, you know, everyone's got to, you know, stick to the plan, and that's what we're going
to
do.
Is it hard not to make it too big?
You know, you can't overhype it. I mean, it is for the division, but, you know, like I said before, we're just going to play our game, play like we know how to play.
Jake, you go back to the ending of that game from October and you know, revisit the breakdown to try to polish that out, just to make sure it doesn't appear so good.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I said before, just watching last game's film, you know, that's where we got to polish stuff off and, you know, get things corrected.
How do you get Matt Ryan out of his comfort zone?
He's a good quarterback, very good quarterback. But, you know, it's hard to break his rhythm, but, you know, we got to just play our game, play what we know how to play.
Jake, when you look around the locker room, you see some guys with, like, three cases of bottled water in their locker. I'm guessing hydration is a big emphasis.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, playing in the cold and then coming to a couple of dome games, it's definitely different. So hydration is definitely a key.
Do you guys have just defensive players feel any added pressure given the offensive, you know, situation, the questions about how productive they can be depending on who they have?
No, you can't. You know, you can't look at it like that every single week. And, yeah, I mean, we definitely we need to step up our game for this week. And we had a couple mistakes in the Dallas game, and we'll just go from there.
You're in a room with Clay Matthews and Julius Peppers, guys that have been around in playoff scenarios like this. What kind of wisdom are they imparting on guys like you?
It's huge. You know, that's who you play for. You know, Julius has been in the league for a long time, and we need to get him a ring. So, you know, just play for them. Play for the guys that are here before you.
Is that something you guys consciously think about? Because Mike said it earlier in the week about a guy like Julius, he hasn't got one yet. Is that something that kind of amps it up even a little bit more for you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, Julius is a heck of a leader, and, you know, you want to base your game off of what he does and how he plays. So, you know, working for those guys is definitely key.